Thank you. So as we introduced before you came and we started our program, so we spoke about the importance of chanting the holy name and why we should chant and why holy name is the only process in this Kali Yuga. So we briefly gave an account of that there are four yugas, Satyug, Treta Yug, Dwapar Yug and Kali Yug. And the process, basically the ultimate goal of human life is Samsiddhi Hari Toshadam, to please the Lord. So the process of pleasing the Lord in Satyuga was austerity or tapasya, which is very difficult for us to do in this age of Kali Yuga. Then came the age Treta Yuga, where the recommended process was Yajna. So now in Kali Yuga to do Yajna is also very difficult. You know, you don't get pure chandan ka lakdi, sandalwood, you don't get pure ghee, you don't get pure brahmanas who can chant pure mantra and they can ignite the fire from the yajna. So it's very difficult. The third yug which came was Dwapar Yug, and the recommended process was deity worship. That's also very difficult because the process of deity worship itself is so elaborate that you need to take bath 6 times a day, offer six times bhoga to the Lord and do that kind of worship, which is not very difficult. And we have two pharmacists. I was giving an example that in pharmacy shop you might have so many medicine, but if the medicine is expired on the shelf, it has no value, right? We just throw it. So basically these three processes, which are those: austerity, the process of yajna or fire sacrifice, or the process of deity worship, is actually kind of expired in the sense that we are in Kali Yuga now. So these three yugas have passed. We are in Kali Yuga, so the only recommended process in this Kali Yuga is chanting the holy name of the Lord, chanting the holy name of the Lord, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Harir Naam, Harir Naam, Harir Naam, Eva Kevalam, Kalau Naaste Eva Naaste Eva Naaste Eva Gatiranita. So our scriptures that tell that this is the recommended process which we need to follow. And this has been spoken in the Vedic version. Okay, and the Vedas are given by Lord. So we have Lord in the form of holy name, and we have the Lord in form of his Vani, or his form of his voice, which is in form of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the incarnation of the Lord. So we get all this detail from our Vedas. So Vedas, the literal meaning of Veda is knowledge, because the word Veda comes from Vid Dhatu, and Vid means to know, and Veda means knowledge. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he says, Sarvasya chaham ridisan vishto mattah smritir gyan pohanam cha vedescha sarver ahamev vedyo vedant krit ved videh chaham. He says that I am seated in everyone's heart. From me comes knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of the Vedas and I am the knower of the Vedas. So Veda, as you might know, is given by whom? New people. Vedas are given by whom?
Vyas.
Vyas Devji, yes. The Vedas is given by Vyas. But you know who actually wrote the Veda? Yes, somebody said. Please loudly. Huh? Parvati?
Valmiki.
No, Valmiki wrote Ramayana.
Oh, sorry.
Valmiki wrote Ramayana. Yeah, Ganeshji is the correct answer. So Ganeshji, you know, is the personality who actually wrote, you know, the Vedas, Mahabharata, Itihasas, everything. So there was a deal between Vyasdev and Ganpati, because when Vyasdevji was finding a suitable person, so previously Vedas were actually in the form of Shruti. Shruti means you hear and you remember. You know, the latest example of Shruti we knew was Vivekanand, you know, who could just hear and remember everything. He was reading a book and he was throwing the pages in the river. So not many people can remember. And as we are here, and particularly if I talk about myself, I forget many things, you know. And we don't even remember that 3 days back, exactly at this time, what we were doing, what we ate, what kind of dress we wore. You know, all those things, it is very difficult. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse which tells our autobiography. Yeah, you would like to hear that verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, Prayen alpa yusa shabhya kalav asmin yuge jana mandah sumanda matayo manda bhagya hi upadrita. I'll translate it, you know, in English. So it says prayan alp ayush. Alp means little, ayush means age. So in this Kali Yuga, what will happen? The people will be of short age. They will not live very long as our forefathers lived, maybe, you know, sometime. So prayan alpayusha sabhya kalav asmin yuge jana. It will happen to the people of Kali Yuga mandaha. Manda means dumb. Generally the people will be dumb. Manda sumand mateo. Even the intelligence will not be that sharp. Okay? And people will forget many things. Mandaha sumand mateo. Mand bhagya. Even the bhagya. Bhagya means luck or fortune. What we have. That will also be very low. People will not be very fortunate. You know, like sometimes I say that roti kamana bahut badi baat nahi hai. Parivar ke saath mein baith ke roti khana bahut badi baat hai. Chanakya Pandit, you heard this name, Chanakya, very great philosopher. He gave this sutra about who is happy. He gave three criteria of a person who is happy. So he says if anybody fulfills these three criteria, then he is considered as happy. I'll tell the criteria and we'll judge ourselves. You know, hum log kahan pe fit hote. So first criteria he says that to earn a livelihood, one should not travel far distance from his home. Okay? इसीलिए पहले ये concept होता था कि आगे दुकान पीछे मकान. कितने लोगों के घर में पूर्वजों के पास ऐसा होगा? You know, many even. So आगे दुकान पीछे मकान या फिर नीचे दुकान ऊपर मकान. ज्यादा ट्रैवल नहीं करना पड़ता था. लोग क्या करते थे? सुबह दुकान में जाते थे, दोपहर को घर का खाना खाते थे, दो तीन घंटा सो जाते थे, फिर दुकान खोलते थे, काम करते थे. लाइफ वॉज वेरी इजी. सो वन शुड नॉट ट्रैवल फार डिस्टेंस टू अर्न हिज लाइवलीहुड. और मैं तो किसी को हाथ उठाने नहीं कहूंगा बिकॉज वी हैव ऑल ट्रैवल्ड सो फार एंड हैव कम टू अबू धाबी टू अर्न लाइवलीहुड. सो दैट्स वन क्राइटेरिया विच वी मिजरेबली फेल. द सेकंड क्राइटेरिया इज दैट वन शुड बी एबल टू ईट hot food cooked by his wife or his mother. बहुत लोगों का हमारे में से कुछ लोगों का भाग्य होगा शायद यहाँ पे जिनको नसीब में होगा, लेकिन still that's also not possible. And third criteria is that one should not have debt on his head. Or the fact that we use this plastic, what? Credit card. We have debt on our head actually. So, ये तीन क्राइटेरिया अगर कोई सेटिस्फाई कर लेता है, सो चाणक्य पंडित से दैट पर्सन इज हैप्पी. ओके, सो मंद भाग्य ही उपद्रता. उपद्रता का मतलब क्या होता है? ऑलवेज डिस्टर्ब्ड. सो दिस इज द वर्ड, लिटरल मीनिंग ऑफ दिस वर्ड उपद्रता. ऑलवेज डिस्टर्ब्ड, दैट द जीव ऑफ कलियुगा, द पर्सन ऑफ कलियुगा इज ऑलवेज डिस्टर्ब्ड. ही इज ऑलवेज अंडर स्ट्रेस. कभी भी ऐसा है कि there are three kinds of disturbance which we get in our life. Technically in our scripture it is known as आदि देविक, आदि भौतिक एंड आध्यात्मिक. Not sure if you would have heard this term, but आदि देविक का मतलब होता है the miseries caused by natural disturbances. For example, too much rain, too much heat which we are experiencing every day. Too much heat, too much rain, drought, famine, whatever it is actually, earthquake, these are called natural disturbances, you know, which is given by the nature. Adi Devi, Adi Bhautik. Adi Bhautik means misery is caused by other living entities. You know, like aap theek baithe ho, koi machhar aake aapko kaat leta hai. So that's a disturbance actually created by you. You are fine, but your neighbor creates problem for you. Your boss creates problem for you. Colleague. So, and Adi Devi, Adi Bhautik, Adhyatmik. Adhyatmik is basically the misery is caused by our own body and mind. Okay? So, जैसे हमारा body बुखार आ गया, कुछ और problem हो गया, सिर दर्द कर रहा है, vertigo, you know, so many problems we are facing every day. And अगर शरीर ठीक है तो mind problem है ना? ये माइंड तो इतना बड़ा प्रॉब्लम है कि मैं आपको क्या कहूँ कि पूरी सुनो, पूरा भगवत गीता जब भगवान सुना रहे थे अर्जुन को, और अर्जुन को जब भगवान ने बात कही कि जाके मेडिटेट कर, or you know, please control your mind, try to control your mind. That's what Krishna actually gives a verdict to Arjuna and says that please try to control the mind. And you know what Arjuna says? Arjuna says, Chanchalam hi mana Krishna pramathi balvat dridham tasyaham nigraham manye vayoriva sudushkaram. So he says that my dear Krishna, chanchalam hi mana Krishna. He says that my mind is flickering in nature. You know, 1 second idhar hai, dusra second kidhar hai, tisra second America pahunch jata hai. It's actually flickering. Pramathi means mad. Pramathi ka matlab hota hai mad, wo pagal hai. And then samjho, agar mera man bhi hai, aur jaise khargosh ke jaisa chanchal hai, ya chuhe ke jaise bhag raha hai, chanchal hai, aur pagal bhi hai, to bhi koi problem nahi hai. Kyun? Kyunki chuha kya ukhaad lega? Khargosh kya ukhaad lega? But he says, balvat, my mind is very strong like an elephant. अगर हाथी पागल हो गया तो क्या होगा? पूरा तहस नहस कर देगा, पूरा पूरा को पूरा का पूरा जंगल को उखाड़ सकता है वो. So pramathi balvat and dridham. Dridham means anybody can translate this word in English. Drid.
Strong.
Strong.
Strong. कौन बोला? Determined. That's the literal translation. So it says that it is not only strong, it is not only mad, but it is determined to destroy. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna pramathi balvat dridham tasyaham nigraham manye. To subdue this mind, to control this mind, looks like even difficult to control the wind. Vayu riva sudushkaram. He says that I can control the wind. Out of so many sitting here, who can control the wind? You heard this name, Katrina?
But in Kali Yuga,
what is this? Not the heroine. It's a cyclone. Yeah. So when this cyclone, the hurricane, comes, even the greatest president of America can pronounce only one word, and what is that?
Run.
Evacuate. Run, भागो यहाँ से, आपको कोई नहीं बचा सकता. No, जब hurricane आएगा, चक्रवात आएगा, तो कोई नहीं बचा पाएगा. You have to just run away. So he says that I can control the wind because Arjun was that powerful person. By the way, if I can just give you in 1 minute the qualification of Arjun, you will be amazed. And therefore, he can make such statement saying that I can control the wind. You know, Arjun, you know, he is the most powerful warrior, you know, who have ever, you know, in Mahabharata war, he alone fought the whole army of Kauravas in Virat Desh when he was in the form of Brahmanala. He defeated Bhishma, he defeated Karna, he defeated Dronacharya, Kripacharya, Duryodhan, everybody, single-handedly. Okay, he could fight with both the hand, therefore his name was Savyasachi. He could control his sleep. You know, some people might be sleeping even during the lecture, but he could control his sleep. His name was Gudakesh. He was such a powerful person who had accumulated vast amount of wealth, therefore his name was Dhananjay. You know, Arjun had so many, you know, qualifications. He actually fought himself personally with Lord Shiva and almost defeated him. Obviously, Shiva could not be defeated, but that was the competition between him and Lord Shiva. So he went to Swarg Loka because Indra was his father and sat on the half singhasan of Indra. And when he was sitting on the singhasan of Indra, what happened? A lady came. Huh? Urvashi, not Uttara. Uttara was Urvashi. Urvashi came to Arjun and proposed. Abhi, just imagine. I don't know whether you will be really able to even figure out the beauty of Urvashi, but let me try to attempt to describe what was the... How many of you ladies are afraid of cockroaches?
All of us. After coming here, no. After
coming. So, ek baar ek cockroach ki maut ho gayi, khali ek lady ke chillane ki wajah se. So, when you look at cockroach, do you feel some kind of excitement or, you know, what is your...
Yeah.
Kya cockroach aa gaya dikh gaya aisa karke. So the most beautiful lady in this material world, may it be Aishwarya Rai or Kruti Sanan, you know, I know only few names, so I will pronounce those names, or whoever it is, like Jacqueline Fernandez or whoever, you know, when this lady of Swarg Loka looks at the most beautiful lady of this planet, their reaction is chi, cockroach. You know, their beauty is like cockroach beauty in front of them. They are so beautiful. So that beautiful lady comes to Arjuna and tells that I want to marry you. And Arjun could resist it.
He says, no. You know, can you imagine? Otherwise, there is a Me Too movement. So Arjun was that powerful person. You know, he could say no to Urvashi. See, Vishwamitra ne 60,000 saal tak tapasya kiya. Menaka aayi tang ek ghante bajayi, 60 saal ki tapasya swaha ho gayi unki. But Arjun ke saath aisa nahi hua. So Arjun was that powerful person who can say that I can control the wind, but I cannot control the mind. And we sometimes we feel, arey, maine to jag jeet liya. You know, sab mera man mere vash mein hai. Nahi to Gita, Bhagavad Gita humko sikhati hai kaise man ko vash mein lane ka. And then Arjun, when he asks this question, he says this. Krishna actually, in affirmation, he says, Asamshayam hi mahabaho mano durnigrahata chalam abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagena cha grihate. He says, yes, Arjun, I agree with you that mind is very difficult to control, but there is a process by which you can control the mind. And that process is given in Bhagavad Gita. So when we read Bhagavad Gita, when we take shelter of Bhagavad Gita, when we get connected, okay, so then at that time, we can try to understand that how to control the mind, how to, and when you control the mind, and this mantra, you know, the literal meaning of mantra is manah trayate iti mantra, you know, which actually captures your mind and puts at the feet of Krishna, is actually mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So we are very happy that we are here, we got a chance, you know, by the well coordination of Bhavesh Prabhu and Abhishek Prabhu. Thanks to Mohit ji for hosting the program in his house, and thanks to all the wonderful devotees for coming here. And as I told you, we have been conducting this Gita classes, so you can be in touch with Bhavesh. I'll explain to Bhavesh, and Bhavesh will do the needful. Also, Rahul ji, are you there? Yeah, Rahul ji is here. So we have some books. Can you just show one or two Bhagavad Gita with you? So we have Bhagavad Gita copies with us. So it's our good fortune that sitting in this country here, you know, by the mercy of the Lord and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have this Bhagavad Gita which we bring here. And I would urge all of you to have at least one copy with you. You buy this Bhagavad Gita. And we have small books also. If not Bhagavad Gita, then based on Bhagavad Gita, there are some small books also which we have. You know, it's very, very economical. 5 dirham, 10 dirham, like that. Bhagavad Gita is 25 dirham. So you can actually read this book. To start with, Wisdom Times, Vedic Perspective, Harinam Japki Mahima, Raj Vidya, Krishna Bhavanamrit Mein Pahla Kadam, The Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness. We have this another book called Second Chance. You know, in duniya mein kisi ko dusra chance nahi milta hai, lekin there is a story in Bhagavatam that how Ajamil got second chance. Ajamil ka shayad naam aapne suna rahega. Usko Yamdut lene ke liye aaye the, lekin usne zor se apne bete ka naam chillaya, jiska naam tha Narayan. उसकी वजह से उसको दूसरा चांस मिला. वो स्टोरी इसके अंदर है. प्लस वी हैव ऑब्वियसली दिस भगवद गीता एज इट इज विद अस. सो यू कैन बाय. वी हैव इन ऑल लैंग्वेजेस पॉसिबल. अभी राइट नाउ आई थिंक वी हैव इन इंग्लिश एंड हिंदी, बट इफ यू वांट इन अदर लैंग्वेज यू कैन टेल अस एंड वी कैन डिलीवर इट टू यू. सो विद दिस वर्ड आई वुड लाइक टू थैंक यू वंस अगेन फॉर ज्वाइनिंग. थैंक यू वेरी